Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is George Harrison wishing you all happy Christmas, happy New Year. Drive safely.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like him.
You heard wrong.
Away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no,
Giddy up.
Theme.
From out of the west came the gun known best. We're gonna wrangle, wrangle, wrangle. He wore a star, wore a Texas star. This man called Wrangle, Wrangle, Wrangle. From San Antonio to the Rio Grande, on mountain peak or desert sand, every outlaw feared the hand of danger. This Texas Ranger.
Rango, brought to you by Grenache.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Friday Night Possum, a perineum holiday episode, right between Christmas and New Year's. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest and blah, 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 with shows such as Possum Hour on Mondays, blah, blah, blah on Tuesdays, something or other on Wednesdays, Fridays, Friday Possum, and the rest of the days are clobbering times, if you're lucky. Sniff, sniff. I got nothing else, man. I'm gonna bring on the recruits. No, not the recruit. Bring on the relief pitcher. Relief pitcher?
You possum puss, get that punch out there. You'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J.
He said, Kapuya! Kapuya!
Kapuya, baby.
He's showing up. He's showing up.
There you go.
No tango.
All right.
So how was your Christmas, man?
It was no big deal.
Yeah.
Other day.
That's
and
same.
Yours,
no,
sir?
That's your... Same.
Okay. All right. All right.
Gonna have gonna break bread with what do you call them? The Kinder tomorrow night.
Okay. All right.
Acknowledge the holiday season, as it were.
All right. So it's not just one day for you. That's cool.
Well, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter, man. Just
spread
get
out.
Together, you know.
That's cool.
It's,
doesn't make a difference.
You don't go to church or nothing, man.
No.
Oh,
I have none of that.
I didn't say how. I haven't darkened the door of a church.
Uh-huh.
Like my grandma used to say. When was the last time you darkened the door of a church? Bum, bum.
Funeral, baby. About it.
Well, this is probably the last Possum Hour that will come to you from the Enterprise computer system.
Yep.
finally ready to make the switch over. Yeah, I'm finally ready to make the switch over to the new machine tomorrow.
Okay.
So, bye-bye. And I thought, man, it's been working so good this week. I hadn't been using it a lot, you know, but I've been transferring files and whatnot. And this morning I went, you know, this old baby, I feel bad for retiring her. She's been working so good. I turn it on, it comes on, and then it goes, and shuts off. And I'm thinking, yep.
Function
it's about that time. Yeah. Because luckily I got everything off, so if it takes a total shit right at this moment, you know, we interrupt this program for special bulletin or something. But, Biggie.
We'll
I saw before the when I got the show ready this morning, it said we had 121,001 listens.
Oh shit!
That's the We've nibbled away. We've nibbled away at the zeitgeist. And I mean nibbled. We tried the end of the world. We didn't pull that off. Remember the crap your pants spectacular? I thought that had legs, but
That's it.
Nobody wanted to crap their pants for liberty.
I should have on my way to Korea.
Yeah, you should have gone in there with pants full of poop and proudly.
Proudly.
They're having a hard time finding those folks, the TSAs. That's a big job opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? Want to do that shit.
Nah, who the fuck wants to? I don't think crushing balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hate to say this, but the only guy I knew that was a TSA agent, gay guy.
Okay. There you go.
What the fuck? Hate feeling balls? Okay. Sure, man. Bring them on. I'm all for that.
Huh? What do you got in here, Sarah?
I'm sure he caressed them gingerly.
Oh, yeah. Bounced them around. Just doing my job.
I seen a guy. Oh, he's not fruity like that.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, yeah.
Another guy. I didn't know. I knew for like years. I knew he was a gay guy.
Oh, okay.
I said, I seen him. We used to work together, and then I seen him at this thing. I said, oh, hey, man. You could come down and watch the gay pride parade. Because it's always crazy, you know.
Yeah.
He goes, watch it. I'm going to be in it.
Oh, man.
And then,
crazy.
Like, in this one moment, all these little hints and things were, you know, spinning together into a rinse cycle of realization. Oh, yeah. He's a gay guy.
Little electrodes are going off in your brain. In all directions. Okay.
Oh yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I seem to have a lot of girlfriends, but no girlfriends. You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. Excellent guy.
Girls love hanging out.
If you're tuning in tonight, you know who you are, and you are a wonderful cat.
Wonderful. Ta-da. You're fabulous.
He's a wonderful cat. And I don't think he's working TSA anymore, so.
Oh.
All of that. All right. Boy, this chair sure is comfy. All right. Trying to keep my dog at bay. Oh, okay. So blowing something up, we usually do that.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Blow it up.
On the blowing up. I had a long nap, so I'm a little discombobulated.
All right. Perfectly
a little too long.
Okay.
Should have been like a 45 minute.
Uh-huh.
Should have cut it off at 45 minutes, but then it's like, yeah. I took another, and then you get up and you don't know which way's up. All right, so, just in time, here comes Cheeks. And what did Cheeks do? Cheeks gave us tonight's blow-up. You know that.
All right, yeah.
I had nothing, you know, and I was really put most of the show together last night, and I said, I'll just rerun this old blow-up, because I had nothing, you know, no inspiration.
Well.
And as I woke up this morning, I went, wait a minute. The Rick Springfield Christmas song.
Uh-huh.
Son of a gun.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's something
Where's
I'd like
Beth
blowing
Ann?
Up.
Where's our Beth Ann?
Gotta get you. Oh, I'm glad she's not here. She may never speak to me again after this. Christmas with You by Rick Springfield. His attempt at cashing in on a Christmas song, and it didn't work.
They all tried it.
This is a bow wow. The only one I really resent is McCartney, because Because that song really sucks. It has life just because it's his name.
The party
Rick Springfield.
Fucking raging.
Let this be a lesson to you.
Who goes there?
Santa Claus.
Ah, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, there is, and we got a present for you.
You have?
Right
where?
This night, Christmas seems so far away. I'm wishing and watching a star at a
time. What's all this damn noise? How much fucking nigga shit?
I'd fly straight to
shit, fucking fuck. Fuck you in the ass.
Yeah,
fucking fucking bitch.
There
hey, that's right out of today's headlines, huh? All right.
Oh, yeah.
We have our thumb right on that zeitgeist, and it's kind of squirming around and vibrating. Right.
I was digging it.
It's amazing. That hit skip and split, that's the shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, so I'm over at the grocery store today. And, I mean, you see this every day. You see this every day. But when it started, I was kind of like shocked. Talking your yoga pants.
Yeah.
When this trend started, I'm like, holy mugai guy. You can see every bit of the butt and the, sometimes even the stuff. The other good
the
stuff in there. And the,
we like good
yeah.
like stuff.
No, I'm not complaining. But what's wrong with a nipple? I ask. Remember the 70s? You'd go to the mall and the nipples would be everywhere. You'd be like You'd be like doing a count. You just somehow ended up with 57. It must have been a padiddle.
Well, I'm an ass man. But, I prefer the ass. I like to say a nice ass.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. You know, why is it? But now it's like, oh, that's verboten. But my gotten himmel, the nipple.
Right.
But the ass, oh, display the ass in all its glory.
Oh, yeah.
Your vulva and all that junk, Donnie. Your perineum, old McGilla.
You're taking that word, aren't you?
Don't slip a nip, or you'll sink shits.
Right.
I don't know where I'm going with that. You ready, Ted? I think Ted's ready to do the shout-outs.
All right.
You want to do the plug first?
Oh, yeah, you yeah, okay.
You got a plug?
I'll wing it. Yeah, I sure
okay,
do.
Okay, you got to wing it because Ford isn't here. Where's Ford, man? Where's Magic
know,
C?
Man.
I'm going to dock their pay.
Yeah.
This is
Remember, she would show out with Perry.
Yeah. Get your asses back in here, man.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a pseudo plug.
All right. Pseudo plug. Ready for me?
Hit it.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to be doing a show about something about albums from the past. I have no idea.
That's just 50 years ago.
It probably is 50 years ago. 50 years
oh, wait,
ago
wasn't there some kind of Zappa thing going on, man?
Yeah, that's one of the segments that he's going to be doing with DJ Ray, Joe Ray. Joe Ray's going to be doing it. He's a Zappa king. So that's a segment from this thing, but it's something to do with an album 50 years ago. That's 3 Eastern time, and you can listen to it live on www.wriu.org. Possum Blues at 4:30. Yes.
Wee-wee.
He has plenty of segments.
Lots of segments, man. We need
lots
more segments.
There you go.
Indeed.
Kumquats!
Kumquats.
Now that's timing on a soundbite there, bub. Okay.
There you go. Kumquats.
You ready, Teddy? Come here. This is your moment to shine. You bark all week practicing for Possum Hour. That's it. Woof.
He was practicing Dr.
There
Hagel
you go.
All week.
Okay. Now, first off is cheeks.
Cheeks.
That's right.
Weed
apple out. Cheeks. Dead.
Weed
apple
out.
Cheek salad.
All right.
Ted said sweet Alan. Did you hear that?
Sweet Alan.
Dog.
I heard it.
He said it. Dog. Now, next up is Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It's, what? Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay. He said it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Is that right, Ted?
We are.
Agreed? And next is the herd mentality.
The herd mentality's here. Herd.
The herd. The thundering herd. Anything more to say, Ted?
There you go.
Oh. He says, smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them.
And we were at one point joined by the illustrious Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking,
uh-huh.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think, is that it, Ted? Okay, you ready?
Oh,
you ready for,
like
you ready
more.
For more treats? More treats? Yeah, I think that'll be the...
Here.
Okay,
here.
Well, there you have it, ladies and germs, the length and breadth, the possum worm.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beaver.
Hello.
Ho, 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 oh, this is going to be the merriest Christmas for old Santa. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. What a fun it is to ride.
Cool it, Dad. Cool it. That is from Cobbsville.
Huh? Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm the teenage reindeer, Dad. And I'm going to help you dole the loop this semester. I'm going to latch onto your wheels for this gig.
Oh, wait a minute, son. What about my steady reindeer? And Dasher, Prancer, Rugby, Dixon, Bixley, Cromwell, Cooper, and Switzer.
Man, you've really been away. Don't you know they quit and formed an advertising agency? See, they was too old to cut that around the world in 80 minutes bit.
Well, I've still got room.
Not that red-nosed cat. He's loaded enough now without taking on yours.
You mean you're planning to pull my sled all by yourself?
Why not, Dad? I honed the heads. I ground the cams, stuck on dual glass packs, raked the chassis, chromed the mill, and painted the whole job with 30 coats of candy apple red. Like we're really going to be tooling it, man.
Whatever you say, young fella. However, here's a pile of presents for all the little folks out there in Yuletide Land.
Yuletide Land? Gee. Who writes your dialogue, Dad? Little Orphan Annie?
Let's see now. Bugles and xylophones for your little boys. And dollies and skates for your little girls.
Oh, no. Lose the xylophones and bugles and skates.
Yeah?
The young cats want bongos to play, and the little chicks, you know, they got eyes for hot biscuits made by Cookie and Elvis.
Hot biscuits? Cookie and Elvis? What are they? The Jolly Bakers?
Oh, Chris, you really cringle.
Now, wait a minute. I think I'm meaning to jive your drift. I'm ready now to hip the bit, bug the whale, cool the dig, blast the scene. Yeah, bring something round, and we'll have a ball. We're going to be the most substantial. Am I with it, laddie-o?
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho.
Was a beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Most excellent.
Thurston Howell and Lenny Bruce.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, baby.
Exactly.
I never knew they had an act together there.
Yeah. But after that, Lenny hooked up with, what was his name there? Avery Shriver.
Chris was really cringling there. I like that.
All right. Anyhow, I'm sorry for all the throat clearing tonight. I don't know. It was that nap, man.
Mm-hmm.
All chunky. I usually need a half hour to expectorate whenever I
Ooh.
For some reason, I have a drunken note that says Norman Fell's
nipples. I like
nipple.
The drunken note. Norman Fell's nipples.
Norman Fell's nipples. Yeah.
Okay.
No idea. Side. I hate that, you know.
I love the drunken note. That should be a segment.
Oh, here's one. Is it Rudy Giuliani's got a drug problem, man? I wonder what drug it is.
Yeah.
They didn't say what drug it is.
That.
But he said he was asked about it. He was asked about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm on all kind of drug, you know, being wise guy. And he said, but what I do like is they say he's an alcoholic. His drink, scotch. He's a scotch guy.
All right.
He can't get enough of scotch. But that's, you know what that is? That's being rich. I think if you're rich, you realize, oh, I can actually afford to drink scotch, you know.
Yeah.
Unlike guys like me who pretend they're rich enough to drink scotch.
You keep your sanity. Rich people lose their fucking sanity drinking too much scotch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have too much money.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of that today, like how compared to, God, probably 50% of the population of the earth, maybe more, probably more. I'm a wealthy, wealthy man in comparison.
All right.
You know?
There you
go. Got a couple bucks in the bank. I don't have any debt. Own the house and the car is free and clear. So I'm like massively wealthy, and I'm nothing. I'm a guppy in a piranha tank in capitalism. Man, read this other article today. Not to get on a bend here though, but how we were brainwashed to believe that capitalism was this great way of life that we should all embrace, and socialism was this evil empire. When in fact, socialism is bad for the ruling class and those people that, you know, are able to write the books and the school books and things and tell us how to live. Capitalism ain't good for the common man.
No,
good for the big cats. Good for the fat cats.
It's supposedly good for the people who bring themselves up out of poverty, but the fat cats are just handing the money down to their kids.
Well, and you have to have money to grow wealth.
Yeah.
And not only is there an income inequality in this country, there's also a wealth inequality.
Exactly. There you go.
The more they, the more they cut the state tax and all this shit, the more they're just going to hang on to that, though. And,
they're the rest of us.
Except, all you Americans listening to the sound of my voice, make sure you're registered to vote and vote for Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
There it is. There's my plug.
Uh-huh.
Bernie Sanders. Bruce State.
There you go. Let's see what happens. Have you been getting these things on Facebook sending Bibles to persecuted Christians and they need to smuggle Bibles into countries that where Bibles are illegal?
What? No.
I've been getting it constantly. I get about five.
You got too many. You got too many Trumpers on your friend list, probably.
It must be all the atheist pages I'm on. They get the names, I guess. They bombard us.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you really went full blown into that that atheist thing.
I put a laughing face on every one of them.
You put a what?
A laughing face. Anyone else getting that? I'm the only one, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Huh.
I should put them all on the
movie.
Church page.
Huh?
Well, you know, I think the more that we ignore Facebook and the shit that you see on there, I mean, they're just trying to poke the bear all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I see all that shit, and I'm like, why are you? And then it's like, why? Ah, fuck it, man. I can't change the fact that you're an idiot. You know, that's just going to be, and that's nothing I can do, and I'm just going to walk on, baby. You know? Oh, quiet, Ted. You had enough treats. You're going to have a bellyache. A bellyache.
Oh, poor guy.
And
hey,
I'm also glad
doing?
That... He's okay. I took him off the dope about a week ago, and he's been okey-doke.
Yeah.
So,
oh, good.
We'll see. He's on it. He's on borrowed time, but he's feeling good. Good enough to bug me.
There you go.
Anyhow, lost my train of thought there. But it don't. Oh yeah, I was thinking about that today. How I'm glad I made the decision when Uncle Bobo, you know, won the Electoral College back there in 16. That I didn't want to post a bunch of shit about him on my page.
Yeah.
You know. Because I see guys that post a lot of shit about him. It's like, you know, you got that asshole's fucking ugly puss on your Facebook page? I don't want that crap on there.
Yeah.
Shit, I just want party pictures.
Three
Stooges. Yeah. I'm just glad I made that decision.
Okay. Yoga pants.
There's so many people. So many people overdo it with the funny, you know. I like a funny Bobo gag as much as the next guy, but I resist sharing them because it's like, well, if you want to see Bobo, funny Bobo pics, you will find funny Bobo pics and enjoy them on your own. I don't need to assist you.
Funny Bobo pics.
But I will share the occasional glorp or interesting.
And that was a nice glorp you had, that chick flying, or the
fluttering girl glorp?
Yep,
yeah.
Fluttering girl glorp.
The Herd's got a regimen of posting. Dr. Cake posts a lot, but it's none of his. I mean, it's all cute kitties and purple shit. Those purple ones are really cool. You know,
purple kitties.
They got like a whole guard, a whole forest of fucking purple and shit. Like, how they, is that fake? The real, whatever, it's pretty, man. They're like, you go to her Facebook page and you got pretty and cute. It's pretty and cute.
It's uplifting.
Yeah. It's not like pictures of a flaming asshole.
No. Like today's promo. Like today's promo for Pachima.
What?
That guy's flaming his asshole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, what is it? I remember last year, I think in years past, I've called it the holiday taint, you know, show.
Because
it's between Christmas and New Year's. But, perineum is our new word, right? And So I made the mistake of Googling perineum. Yeah, it's not a...
Well,
not a word you want to Google images for. So, that was the first one that didn't make me go, oh, hey, ho, ho, back up. Whoa, easy, big fella. So,
can't post that. Can't promo that picture.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for a quickie?
Yeah. Always ready for a
quickie time.
Christmas is crap. Christmas, you'll get fat. You have a real hard on your credit card, and maybe March till you pay it all back. Christmas, good cheer, it's November, it's been hey ha. The cards to rise to the friends you don't like, and deliver them and hope they don't see ya. You put the tree up and you take the tree down. You put the tree up and you take the tree down. Christmas, it's yet. It's 2 days and that's it. Full agony in prison with the family, with the hats, silly clothes that don't fit. Christmas, it's now when all the coming and the going. A whole lot of dodging, all the cooking and the washing, and the food is gonna end up in the bin. Put the decorations up, take the decorations down. Put the decorations up, take the decorations down. Christmas in a war's time, when the in-laws miss all the football, kiss funny people, trips to the attic, and sat in traffic, fill my boots with fear, each and every day this time of year.
Not to mention the money.
Cause of Christmas, apparently, is with every damn family member. All watching TV that I didn't want to see. Oh, I'm sure the longest day of the year is in December. Christmas is crap. Christmas is crap. Christmas is a bummer. Oh, come bloody wait till the summer.
There you go, there you go. Christmas, indeed, is crap. Thank you very much.
Yes!
There you go. No argument out of me.
Ed McMahon agreed.
Ed McMahon.
He's, now, you see, not everybody can get away with the gold toilet. That's one of the things that sunk Ed McMahon. Remember?
Was the gold toilet?
The gold toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had to, file personal bankruptcy. That's the one thing Bobo's never filed, personal bankruptcy. Yet he does have a gold toilet. Do the math. I know. Now, it's probably early to ask you this. Matter of fact, let's skip that. We've got 3 minutes coming up. We'll save that for later. Okay. But yeah, I'm glad I'm taking my time on this computer switchover, because today I was so sure. I'm like, wow, okay, now everything's been swapped over. I'm totally cool. I can shut her down and put it on the shelf, not have to worry about it. And then I thought of another bunch of shit that was on there that I should, you know, swap over. So I took my time.
Yeah, you have to. It's such a...
Well, because it's not like, I can always put the machine back up, but that's a huge pain in the ass. You don't have to do that. I was thinking of taking a screen cap of some of my bookmarks and whatnot. Like, copy them down. Because then when you switch a computer, I always have a lot of bookmarks, and then I lose all my bookmarks, and I'm like, what was that one place? What was that one site I love?
You can't remember the name.
Yeah. So I'm thinking a screen cap, and then save that, and then...
Did I?
Beat this is...
Organized.
Oh, I'm getting my shit together, Jack. I thought I was going to ask you about
that.
If you had any New Year's resolutions. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I'm just going to be happy.
There you go. That's a beauty right there.
There you go. Unemployed and happy. I quit my job. I said,
no.
Fuck you guys. Yep.
No.
Yep.
No. I am.
My last day is New Year's Eve. That's it. I'm out of here. There it is.
Wow. That's a bomb drop on us right before the 3 minutes.
Well, 2019 has been horrible.
I'm dead serious.
Dead serious.
He's dead serious.
It's been a horrible fucking year for old Gumby. And I got
to
get happy again. Oh, unbelievably horrible. Yeah.
Man.
So, I had to. 2020's got to have something better for me, so that's it.
Well, let's see what happens when we spin the old wheel.
There you go.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Well, you're in luck, I guess. Oh, Ted. Man, you quit your job. I like that place.
Yeah, well, I love the job.
Yeah. Button heads, huh? Button heads. Button heads. Well, where's that 1 3 minutes? Oh, geez. They're backing
Jimmy.
Up, man.
Jimmy.
No. I was going to save Jimmy for Monday, for New Year's Eve. Jimmy for New Year's Eve.
Jimmy for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Well, you got to do this one because it's Christmas. You know, it'll expire. We don't use this one, so this is, oh boy. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back, is what it is. I'm always curious about songs with squeaky frome in the title.
Oh, it's got to be good.
This here is Squeaky Frome Loves Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
When Jesus died for man's sins, he even died for man's sins.
Here we go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Damn good 3 minutes. Creative people out there. I love that, man. It's great.
And I was
but
thinking,
I wonder
if any of the kids... Well, I wonder if any of the kids even know who Squeaky Frome is.
That's true.
These days. Kind of a bygone era. Although she might... Did she have a... Oh, did you hear... Were you the one that told... No, I think it was my son that told me the twist to the Tarantino Manson movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to have to watch it.
I'll give you a hint. Hitler doesn't die in the bunker.
Okay.
Hitler doesn't die in the bunker.
Wouldn't it be great if he dies in a whole other way? And everyone in the movie, Hitler dies in a different way. Django Unchained.
Oh, man. What the hell happened to Tarantino, man? You used to be cool, man.
I'm still a fan. I don't
no spoilers.
Up to date when he does modern music. He does one modern song in a period piece. I can't stand that. That's the only thing I don't like about Quentin.
Oh, when he does put the contemporary stuff in?
Yeah, like that Nazi movie had a David Bowie song in it. And he had Jim Croce singing that name song in Django. You know, it's supposed to be a signature now or something. It's the only thing I don't like.
Yeah.
I'm still a fan, but I love the guy. I love his dialogue. The guy has a good ear for dialogue.
That damn Nazi movie, the Hitler movie, just I said, come on.
That was the only thing that was horrible about that.
And some of the violence was gratuitous.
Bring it on, baby.
There's always gratuitous violence in a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us more about quitting your job, man. That's huge. So you put in your notice like a good guy.
Oh, yeah, well, I did about 3 weeks ago, and they asked me for more time, and I said, all right, I'll give you to the end of the year. So, there you go.
Okay.
Yep.
You were bound and determined.
It was a horrible year for old Gumby. So, I got to get back. I got to get happy.
And I'm kind of stunned because I've been seeing on the Facebook a lot of people on our mutual friends of ours are saying the same thing, like, oh man, 2019 was a kick in the ass. And
oh, it was horrible for me.
Year and all this. I don't know, I had a pretty good year. I don't know.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, I had my share of I had my share of, you know.
Marcus, but life.
Shit, you don't. Shit, you don't want to think about.
Hey, well, you know, you got to have a little bad. You got to have a little bad. Or you'd be living in a Disney movie. A little bad ain't bad.
Yeah. I mean, nothing majorly bad. In fact, I like how it ended. The year so much, I kind of forgot about all the down stuff in the year because I ended. Remember, I was telling you I was trying to, you know, mend all my fences there and get everybody cool, get cool with everybody. And I got cool, yeah. I think, with everybody. I think I'm cool with everybody that I need to be cool with. So that
like
makes
you
the end. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like the end of the year then just feels like, okay, well, I didn't really accomplish a whole lot, but I'm cool with everybody, right?
Yeah.
Now I want to start doing all the stupid little things that I've been promising myself I'll do this year. And maybe that'll make me feel good because I purposely set out to get cool with people. Made me feel good.
There you go. Yeah. Procrastination is one thing you got to stomp out.
What's that?
Procrastination. Gotta go out and do something.
Yes. And Facebook helps with that damn procrastination, boy. I'll tell you what.
It's like a fucking anchor.
Man. That'll just drag you right down in there. I swear to God, I did. I haven't been on a lot lately, and I think it was yesterday. I looked at the clock. I'm like, holy shit! I've been sitting here for 2 hours. Looking at this bullshit. What the fuck? Away from me. I have the perfect Christmas present for you, sir.
No,
birthday present. For your, holy shit, this is the big one for you.
Yeah, I got the big one coming up.
Big Mamu, 6-0.
That's why I gotta make 2020 happen. Like I said, I don't think I'm getting out of the 60s alive. So I have to do something, yeah.
I'm hoping for a Gandolfini once shit starts really breaking down good, you know, and it's hard to get up out of the chair. Night.
My biggest fear is to grow old, man. So I don't need that.
Well, I'll need the circumference of your head.
Okay.
It's a
massive head.
You got a huge head? You got a big dome?
Yeah.
You really? Okay, cool.
3'8". Big head.
I'm not sure. I don't really have a perspective on that, but I have a gigantic.
You got a Kazaba melon?
Oh yeah. it's a massive melon I've got. This is measuring your head in inches, and what it is from Fezorama, yeah. Fezorama. Fine embroidered velvet fezes. And it's a Fredonian fez.
Oh, Fredonian. I love it.
It's a black velvet with a gold tassel and the F.
Just like the flag, huh? Good.
Dude, it's fucking awesome. $60, man.
you could
get it in any color. You could get it in red. Oh, man. Once you've had. Oh, and you can upgrade to a 13-inch tassel. You only have to add $9.
You can upgrade. Every year you can upgrade on it. Like a phone.
I want a 13-inch tassel. Fuck all the dumb shit, right? So, Fezorama. I'm going to keep that in mind. I'm going to buy one for me, man.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, how cool would that be to have a fucking Fredonian fucking fez, man?
When you're
partying.
Let's start pushing it. Let's start pushing Fredonian. Get these kids to know Marx Brothers, for Christ's sake.
Oh, this is tassel color. Okay.
Different colors than tassel?
Yeah, but I think the... Okay, you could have fez venting. But I think it's a black fez. I think it's a black velvet fez. And you could change the tassel color. You got purple, aqua. I like the gold. I think that's handsome. This is the gold logo.
And you can wear it to any event. You can wear it to funeral.
And it goes with any. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It goes with any.
Three colors, blue velvet on black velvet. Oh, man, that's a beauty.
Style it, baby.
Tell you what. I need hell, one hell. Of those for the Skittle Lounge. You see me skittling in the yeah. in the fez? Can't do it without the fez on, baby. $60
yeah.
well
spent. Okay.
You want to do Hollywood? We can do Hollywood.
Oh yeah, kick us off with Hollywood.
A little Hollywood, okay. So, you saw the? You didn't see the Tarantino? Did you see? I know you didn't see this. The Cats movie.
No.
Sorry, is that too loud? You didn't see the Cats movie?
Nah, I think I'm past on that one.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Well, less than 2 weeks after it arrived in the theaters, they've realized it didn't work out so good. So they've kind of withdrawn it for any consideration for like the Oscars and stuff.
People judge the cat. I don't know, man.
Never mind. Cool.
Not going to work in cinema.
It's been pulled from the Universal Pictures 4-year consideration campaign.
They should do a live action Prince the Cat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who the fuck wanted to ever see this ever, man? I don't know. I was in New York when it was on Broadway. It was a big deal. But I think it has finally been beat to death.
It might be different as a play or something. I can't see it as a fucking movie. Someone's sitting and watching this fucking movie. I wouldn't see the play either, though. Fuck that.
All right. You wanted to talk about Bobo's, that's Hollywood.
Yeah.
Canadian Broadcasting cut Bobo's cameo from Home Alone 2 when they showed it last week.
They said it was for time.
Yeah, and it was.
I'm not buying that.
They said, it's true. They got the CB, was it CBC? Yeah, I was going to say CBC or whatever. They got the movie, they got the rights to show the movie back in 2014. And it was at that time that they cut that from the, that and some other bits from the movie to save time.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it was already cut when they bought it for television. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they've already shown it cut several times. Somebody noticed it this time.
Yeah, his son. His son was all upset about it.
They got triggered.
His son, I wanted
it's
to see
to
Daddy
the,
in a movie.
It's supposed to be libtards that get all bent out of shape on stupid shit, man. I don't think so, man. I think it's fucking brown shirts, man, or whatever you want to call these puke heads.
Next will be out of that Woody Allen movie.
Yeah. Oh, he was in a Woody Allen, wasn't he?
Yeah. It was in Celebrity.
Yeah.
Ever see that movie?
Oh, man. I hate to tell you this, man, but there was Woody connections to that Epstein guy, man.
To who? Epstein. Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he's known associate,
geez.
Man.
Oh, geez.
Yep. And yep.
That's not going to help his image.
No, no. And it hasn't really gotten a lot of press. But, yeah, he's one of the names that keeps coming up in known associates of that Epstein guy.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
I know you didn't want to hear that. And I hope it ain't true, but I've seen it several times. All right. So, anyway, the Bobo's getting all upset over that, but it's like, you know.
Son of Bobo.
Simmer down, guy.
He's the one who, he was the one
son of Bobo.
Son
of Bobo.
Son of Bobo.
And he's, you know, like, when you looked at him, you said, well, he's got to be the smart one, because you look at, you know, Beavis, and you think, well, Christ, he can't be the brain trust. And Bobo Jr. opens his mouth, and you go, holy crap.
Oh, first family, kids. First family.
They sent the girl to finishing school, and she speaks very well. Doesn't have much of a brain in there to speak with, but she looks good and speaks well.
Yep.
And, oh, A-plus posture.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah.
These, I can say nice things about them people over there. Got fucking nice posture.
Uh-huh.
Very white teeth. And,
Daddy's brain.
Speaks well.
Daddy's brain.
Daddy's brain, unfortunately. All right, and then guys over there. Hypocrites. Hypocrites, I tell you. They're always a bunch of hypocrites. Look at this guy. Finally, they nail this commode head. Ernest Angley. I didn't know he was still around, man.
Who's he? What?
Ernest Angley. Remember him?
Ernest Angley. That sounds so familiar. Is it that, yeah?
He's
like, the guy.
He's one of the big televangelists.
Okay.
Ernest Angley. I thought he was dead. He may be dead. I'm going to Google that some bit.
What's going on?
Anyway, this article reveals the hidden underside of Ernest Angley. He's still alive. He's 98 years old! He's
98.
Well, only the good die young, they say. Yeah. Jeebus says he can live forever because I don't want you in
people.
My realm. Yeah. Okay.
I don't want you in my neighborhood.
Ernest Angley. A tape-recorded telephone conversation reveals that internationally known televangelist Ernest Angley once admitted to having sexual relations with another man, despite writing a book where he called homosexuality vile and a sin. It's always the guys that bitch loud enough, that bitch the loudest about the homosexuality and stuff, that are secretly gay.
Comes out all the time, all the time. Really,
why the fuck is that, man? Well, they're so ashamed by their gayness that they fucking...
Yeah, they hate themselves for it.
They hate themselves.
They're confused.
Self-hatred. Kids. And then sometimes they pull religion into it. Like this jamoke. Homosexuality is vile. Vile before God. And it will send souls to hell.
Yes.
Says Ernest Angley.
Look at the ass
pilot
of that
dude.
Guy.
98 years old. Love this picture of him. He's got black hair and his black wig. Oh, he looks like a corpse.
Man.
Jiminy.
I love it when they do that.
Oh. Crazy. What's with
how they
people?
Look in the mirror and say, hey, I look good. That looks good.
I know. I'm pulling that off. okay. Again, I can't say nothing good about Uncle Bobo. Well, I'm sure he had very little to do with it, but he did sign the paper. And they made the consenting age for smoking cigarettes 21 in the United States, which I think
just today.
And that was part of a spending bill that's some politician then snuck in there. Nobody's watching.
Smokers are being persecuted, man.
I like Hawaii's idea. They raise the smoke age limit every couple of years, 10 years, and then by the, you know, until it's 90 years old. So if you live to 90, you can smoke. That's a great, great way to. Ernest Angley, have a butt.
It's
gonna hurt.
Again.
Yeah, I know. This time a cigarette, though. Not a cute round body, but you know. You?
Ernest Angley. God, I remember that name.
Wonder what kind of drugs Giuliani does take, though. Like, oh, man. He'd be tripping. Anyway, I don't know why.
He probably should be taking drugs. Probably not taking his drugs. That guy's off the fucking wall.
Ooh. Okay. I don't have a poop story to end on. Oh, here's some good news before we leave.
All right. You can do it.
For the first time in over 100 years, they find baby turtles in the Galapagos Islands.
I wonder how that... Explain. How the hell that happened? That it suddenly happened.
The turtle's been getting it on, man. I mean, do I got to spell it out?
Oh. Instead of a fez, you got to get me a book.
But the thing is, you know, it doesn't. It makes sense that there wouldn't be a lot of procreation amongst these creatures because they live for like 200 years. If they, you know, they were breeding like rabbits, there'd be nowhere to walk. Be tripping over turtles. So
they got a little break.
Anyway.
They get a break.
Go to turtles. You know, oh jeez. Well, I mean, they're big. They get that big, heavy thing. It's probably chore to mount your dear lady turtle and.
They probably lose their libido, man.
In the second 100 years, the libido really.
Yeah, that's nice, but I don't want to hear that. I can't be bothered.
Out of memory.
So that'll put a damper on the reproduction.
Yeah.
I guess there's a bad side to growing old. Growing to be 100-something.
And this guy,
lugging a fucking house around when you're 100 years old.
No, man.
Jesus Christ.
They're cool. I love turtles, man.
They must try to figure out a way to commit suicide, these things, to live that long.
No, man. They're totally in tune with the universe.
How can they off themselves? They can't off themselves. Poor fucking creatures. They can't even, they can't. They can't jump off cliffs. That won't do them, man.
They get them ones get up on them posts. Somehow.
Yeah.
I think that's human. If they fall on their back. No, they're happy. See, that's the thing, man. You got to be more like a turtle. They're totally cool. They're totally happy. I haven't heard any turtles bitching about 2019 yet.
You know what? You're right. You are correct, sir.
I mean, they're all like, 2020, bring it on, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a turtle.
I don't know, man. I see a lot trying to cross the fucking highway.
There's suicide. on the highway.
There you go,
man.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Ho, ho, ho! Hey, Santa, I hear you just got in from San Jose. Got a little trouble out that way. But I got a song that'll pick up your spirits the most. It goes kind of like this. Christmas at Kmart, all over the store.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
People are buying just a little bit more.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
So if you're still shopping with money to spend.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
How about this album by Root Boy Slim? Is all aglow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
When Root Boy starts, here's a Christmas show.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Why no sleep on the hot air grill?
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
If it's a take their Christmas pill. In the usual fright.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
That lingerie counter was grab and go.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Shoplifters bags on overflow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Santa got a dose in San Jose. Must have died and gone to heaven.
Christmas at Kmart.
Cause hell is Christmas at the 7-Eleven. So you gotta spit now, Santa. Hope you find a nice girl at the Kmart. Get your things straight now. You want an autograph album, Santa? Here you go. It's a Root Boy Slim album. There you go. See you, Santa, next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to get them off the board, man. It's Christmas music, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Christmas at Kmart.
Ah, boy.
Root Boy Slim.
The 3 minutes was also worth a gander, Cheeks. That was Squeaky Frome Loves Christmas.
Kudos to the guy that came up with that. I mean, that is just brilliant.
Well, it had a good message for the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we ended up getting that turtle talk, man. You know, you get started talking about turtles and the turtle libidos and things.
I think the poor bastard. Horrible thing.
Well, that's good. That's good. No. They're happy, man. They got it together.
They're content.
Turtles. Except for the snappers.
Right.
Snappers. They're like little Uncle Bobos. Yeah, they're always fighting everybody. They're making a fight. Always going to make a fight. Well, you always got to make a fight. What the fuck.
Relax. Simmer down, snappers. Simmer down.
You ever go through a goddamn day without making a fight? No, I'm a snapping turtle.
It's what I do.
I say we elect less snapping turtles and more Galapagos turtles.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. We just have to elect the right turtles. We got to do the fucking the polka. It's a longy. Jake, hold on to your icing.
A long polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi, and I'm Stan Schmengi. And tonight the Happy Wanderers salute the new wave music.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Michael Jackson hit Billie Jean. And if you want, you can hear that song on our new album, New Wave Schmingy, a very new LP.
And the Happy Wanderers.
Yep.
There you go.
Good polka.
Oh. Good polka, man. So, you got any plans for the New Year's Eve there?
Nope. Not at all.
Okay.
Last year I did nothing but listen to music, as I recall. I might do that again.
A lot of people do like marathons and stuff. Twilight
I used to do Marx Brothers every year. I used to do Marx Brothers, but last year I went with music and I don't know. I got to think about that because I like doing something like that. Just sitting at home with my cradle, coffee, fat cigar. I don't know. What are you going to do? You got a marathon plan? You going to do a Quentin Tarantino thing?
I actually have a gig on New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
So,
Drunken babes, man.
I'll be out amongst the units.
Uh-huh. All right.
Gig.
See that? For
the last time. Yeah. That's another thing I want to do next year. Start speaking more like Jean-Luc Picard. I gotta work on that. Pontiac. That's the word you practice with. Pontiac.
All right.
Make it so.
There you go.
Make it so. I always do that when at the stoplight when it turns green. I do make it so.
I like it. There you go.
I'm gonna. Herd's gonna binge watch Watchmen. I'm gonna read Watchmen. It's on my. It's after I finish Jack Kirby's Fourth World, which I'm in the middle of. It's the Watchmen.
I can't wait to get my eyes back so I can read.
Yeah, they ripped off the creator. They said, oh, you want ownership of the property? Well, we'll tell you what. You can have ownership of all the characters and everything as soon as it goes out of print. Anyway, oh, okay, cool. Sounds like a good idea. This is like, I don't know, 30 years ago? It's never been out of print.
That's yellow.
Boned. No, that's the man coming down on the fucking artist, man. That's no goo.
I got a book here that I'm dying to read, but I can't fucking see. I got the Jean-Paul Sartre's Being a Nothingness.
Jean-Paul Sartre.
You should see the size of this motherfucker. It's huge.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that big.
Sounds like one of them. Yeah. I don't think I have the capacity to absorb eyebrow shit like that anymore.
I love this kind of stuff.
I'm a moron. Hey man, I'm having a hard time getting through these comic books. Okay.
You see the size of this motherfucking book, man? It's a killer. Jesus.
Rolling Rock. Yeah, baby.
I got my water. What did I do with it? Oh, there it is.
Rolling Rock.
Yeah. Rolling Rock today, huh?
Rolling Rock, daddy-o.
See, that's a beer I never really liked.
Well, it wouldn't taste like back when you were drinking. It would taste differently because it was made by a different company and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I kind of like this new formula.
It's quite tasty.
As I recall, it's kind of watered down.
We gotta get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Rolling Rock.
Ice water.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming, and that from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
The bottom of my fart. And
we love
I guess it's time to say good night, everybody. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And good night, and we'll see you Monday. Energize.
Monday.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!